Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday season opener with Houston.
Well, speaking for myself, I'm excited. I feel like got some new faces on both sides of the ball and some new additions to the coaching staff and all around the facility. I feel like there's a buzz kind of around us right now, and we're ready to go out there and prove ourselves right.
I know one of the big storylines coming into the summer was your transition to a more traditional safety role. As you go into the regular season, just how do you feel like it's going this summer? Where do you feel like you're at?
I feel good where I'm at. I feel like I've come a long way, got a long way to go still, and I can definitely see the pieces starting to fall together in terms of our defense and my play as a whole. Get more confident in terms of communicating and where I'm supposed to be at, making plays and stuff like that. But like I said, still got a lot of room to grow and probably going to be the same answer for however long I play.
And with Marlon dealing with his injury situation, kind of how do you look at the cornerback situation and your role as a safety and kind of helping out?
Yeah, it seems like guys have gotten hurt throughout this preseason and other guys step in and make a name for themselves. Guys like AD, Ardarius, he's might have had the best camp out of anybody on the team, and now he's on the 53. He's going to make a lot of plays for us on Sunday, and I'm really excited for him. But same thing goes for the cornerback room. Rock, Jalen, everybody in that room, even Darby, who just got here. They feel like everybody's about to make an impact, and we're pretty deep, I would say.
What did you guys talk about, Finn, making sure as a defense collectively finishing games, holding, you know, you had that lead, keeping it that way? That was at times an issue a year ago.
I don't really think we've addressed it as fixing an issue from a year ago as just something that every defense should abide by. Have a lead, keep a lead. I feel like, yeah, we didn't do a good job of that a couple times last year, but I feel like as a team we've learned from it, and our expectation is to kind of constrict the offense to a point where they're not breathing and don't really have anything else to give to us, and I feel like we have the pieces and the ability to do so. So when we get up on a team, I feel like our defense should be the one to kind of shut them out.
So it's the Boa D.
I guess.
How challenging is it to go from not playing in the preseason at all to full live tackling on Sunday when, you know, at least the first event really hasn't had too many opportunities to really practice that?
Right. I'm sure there's going to be somewhat of an adjustment, but I don't think there's really anything. If anything, I feel like when we get that first hit, it's going to charge us up a little more. And Coach Harbs, everybody on the staff does a great job of simulating practice to the point where it gets pretty physical out there, and you know, you're a little sore after practice, but you're being prepared for the game and building that callus along the way, and I feel like everybody's just kind of itching to go hit somebody.
How many times was there in practice when you were like, oh, if that was a real game, that I would have played that hit?
A lot of times, but it's easy to say that, and then real game, you got to see what actually happens. So, like, Marcus is the king of doing that. He's like, I would have picked it. I would have done this and that. But that's just him, and I probably believe him on most plays. But we'll see on Sunday.
Are you itching, though, at this point to just go make that really big hit?
Yeah, I feel like the offseason, the whole last season went by pretty fast. Camp went by somewhat fast, and then you kind of get to this little lull in between the last preseason game and then the first game, and it feels like it's forever. And I feel like I speak for everyone. We're just all ready to get out there and play.
When you get the case of rookie quarterback, it's sort of like your chops in some ways,
Yeah. I mean, I'm only in my second year, so I don't think I have a ton of credibility to speak on that. But at the same time, C.J. Stroud, he's a really good quarterback, and he was drafted second because he is that. And I feel like he's going to get the utmost respect from myself, everybody else on the team, and we have to treat their whole offense with that same level of respect. Got a new head coach. They're going to be juiced up, ready to go prove themselves right about their whole offseason and stuff like that. And it's up to us to be just as fired up, if not more, and go out there and just play our brand of football and do us. Don't worry about them. Just do what we need to do to win the game.